The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Games will be played this weekend at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. The eight-player game will take place Friday night at 6. The small school All-Stars will kick off at noon on Saturday, and the large school All-Stars will play at 4. Richland Center will be represented on the small school All-Stars South team, Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh. Both members of the RCHS class of 2026 will play in the game. Blake Brickle and Jordan Gauger will represent River Valley. Andrew Troxell, head coach of Richland Center football, will be the head coach of the All-Star South team. Dave Darling and Chris Clerken, who are assistant coaches for the Hornets, are on the staff for Saturday's game. Coach Troxell talked to us recently about Brady Dosh and Liam Fingerson.
Brady is an all-region linebacker. He's an all-region running back as well. But going up there, we just love the way that he hits the hole, right? His vision in space, you know, and just his tenacity to fight for extra yards. So Brady's going to go as a running back for us, and he's going to join a very, very successful and talented running back backfield, you know. So we've got a couple all-state players, right, and Brady will fit right in with them. So we're really excited to give him a chance to carry the ball, right, especially behind some offensive linemen that are, you know, 6 feet plus across the board, you know, and definitely some tight ends that are going to move some people out of the way. And, you know, when it comes to Liam is kind of this special character, right? I mean, he's an all-state punter, you know, but he's also a pretty jacked-up tight end as well. So that'll be awesome to use his height and his strength as an advantage for us to kind of open up gaps on the line of scrimmage, but also to look at mismatches, you know, to put him out there against guys that aren't 6'6", right, and give him a shot. And I think what you'll see that's kind of different with this game compared to Hornet games in the past is we've got three different quarterbacks that can put that ball on the money. So if you're a big target and those hands go up, be ready. You know, you're going to be a big target for us.
Liam Fingerson, a member of the class of 2026 at Richland Center High School, talk to me about the honor.
This is amazing. You don't expect this when you're younger, but it's great to be able to do this. I mean, just another chance to play football and to play with some of the greatest guys around the state. It's just amazing. And to get to play with my coaches and Brady again, even more amazing.
Liam will be headed to UW Eau Claire and will be on the football team this fall. He spoke about working out this summer.
I have workouts that I've been given through my college. So I've been just doing those like 4 days a week and then running on my own time. And I've been doing a lot of that, going with my friends, just making sure I'm staying active, to stay in shape, get bigger, all that kind of stuff.
What would you like to do as far as a career when your schooling days are done at Eau Claire?
I'm going on a pre-med track, and it's going to be a mix of biology and chemistry, and it's going to be very accelerated, which is nice. That's what I like about it. And after that, I still have to pick one, but I'm going to go to a med school, of course, and I'm going to see like if I want to specialize or what I want to go into. But my plan is to be a doctor, you know. Wow. Physician, something like that.
Brady Dosh spoke about the opportunity to play in the All-Star football game.
I'm blessed to have the opportunity to do it. Lace them cleats up one last time. Because for me, unlike Liam, I'm not going to college to play football. So this will be the final time. And it's going to be emotional, but it's going to be fun.
And Brady talked about being a three-sport athlete and if that helped him along the way preparing for each sport.
It definitely did, because not focusing on one sport, it helped me with all of them, especially. And then, like, the great weight room program we have at Center, it's not just built for football. It's built for every sport. So don't think you have to play football just to get in the weight room. It will help you with everything you need to do in high school.
Mm-hmm. And help you with life, too, right?
Exactly. It's the best thing in life.
Yeah. So you're going to UW-Platteville, I understand.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go down there for the next 4 years for construction management.
Brady Dosh will be a part of the All-Star festivities coming up this weekend at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. Tickets are still available and will be as well at the gate on Saturday. Coming up tonight, the last home meet of the season for the Simons Sharks team. They'll be holding the meet at Simons Recreation Complex, first in the pool to warm up around 4:40, and the meet begins at 5 o'clock. Night League home talent baseball on the docket tonight. Lodi plays at Black Earth, Cazenovia at Mazamani, Arena at Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells at Sauk Prairie, Middleton at Ryo, and Wyota was a winner against Ridgeway in a game last night, 7-0 the final score. with often injured veteran Brandon Woodruff and Kyle Harrison on the injured list. The Brewers have added a pair of arms to the pitching staff. ESPN reported the trade yesterday. Milwaukee sends minor leaguer Jaden Fielder, the son of Prince Fielder, to Houston. In return, it gets another pitcher with an injury history, Lance McCullers Jr. Left-hander Colton Gordon also heads north. The Brewers needed somebody to help cover the innings remaining in the season. McCullers is on a minor league rehab stint now. The Brewers continue on the All-Star break for one more day. They'll be opening up with action against Miami on Friday night for a weekend series. Bucks general manager John Horst says his team has a chance to build from a place of strength after trading superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. NBA.com reports the return in the trade with Miami is reasonable, if not substantial. Milwaukee has hired a coach in Taylor Jenkins, who has a track record of developing young players.
How are we going to build our culture day in and day out and have that energy behind that so that, you know, these guys have heard it from me, y'all have heard it from me, like how we represent our city. When we have a roster that we're working on right now that embodies that, then I can hold them to that, that these guys are going to bring the skill set, but they're also going to be the personalities to allow us to achieve what we want, night in and night out.
General manager John Horst talked about Braden Burries and Nate Ament, who could be the faces of the franchise someday.
There's a consistent theme in what we've targeted, the competitiveness, the character, the IQ of an athlete, hopefully great physical size, positional size. We've got a big guard, a big wing here, and I think great length, and I think great athleticism and just mobility. So there are some things that make sense, but it's way more about the people and what we're trying to really bring into the organization and continue to build with going forward.
There's a pretty good chance the final roster position for the Badgers will be filled by a player from overseas. Five of the 14 players on the UW roster now are from Australia or New Zealand. Wisconsin appears to need at least one more big man, but Sports Illustrated suggests a reunion could be coming. Depending on the court fight over eligibility, it is possible that sharpshooting Braden Carrington might return. The decision is likely coming in the next month. In the WNBA last night, it was Chicago 95, Seattle 90, Minnesota beat Los Angeles 96-87, Golden State over Indiana 88-75. Defending champion Argentina rallied to beat England 2-1 and reached the World Cup final after last night's win. Argentina will play Spain in the World Cup championship on Sunday in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And that is a look at sports. I am Phil Nee.